eBay sellers, it's Suzanne A. Wells, and welcome back to another episode of eBay the Right Way. This is episode 20, and today's date is August 4th, 2021. I have a smorgasbord of information for you with zero advertising, so we're going to jump right in. You may have noticed the title of this podcast is White Hot Bolo that sells for 10 times retail price. And that might be the reason you clicked on this podcast, was to find out what the Bolo is. This was on my sales update video on YouTube yesterday, but I wanted to repeat it here in case you didn't watch that yet or you're just not a YouTube person. This is hot news that you can make money on ASAP, so listen up. Here is the audio clip from that YouTube video posted on August the 3rd. And I'm not going to be tacky and put the Bolo item that I'm going to tell you about at the end of the video. I'm putting it at the beginning. So if that's the only reason you clicked on this video was to see what the Bolo is, you're covered. You don't have to skip through all the other parts to figure it out. So let me first say that I am putting this on multiple platforms. So it's going to be on my podcast. It's going to be everywhere. So if you've already heard this, I apologize for the repetition, but this is something that a lot of people can probably find and make money on because it's a discontinued item. So let me give you the backstory real quick. I was visiting with my friend in Greenville, South Carolina, and she pulled out this item that she was using to clean a baseball cap. And she says, you know what? I can't find these anymore. The Clorox bleach pen. And I'm like, really? I use those all the time. I use them for getting stains out of the white part of a clothing item that might be a pattern, but only the white part has the stain on it. So you can't bleach the whole thing. I use these in my shower to clean the grout because it's so fast and easy. So I've been using these for years, and I even sold them on eBay UK and Amazon because people love this product. So I was like, wow, that's really weird that you can't find it. Let me look around when I get back to Atlanta and see if I can find any, and I'll send them to you. So I go in the grocery store, and on the shelf, it says, we're sorry, this item is currently unavailable. So that can mean a lot of different things. It can mean it's just not in that store, that particular location of that store. It could mean that store like Publix or Kroger or Harris Teeter or wherever you shop isn't going to carry it anymore. But as fate would have it, a manager walked by at that moment, and I was like, hey, do you know anything about these Clorox bleach pens? I can't find them anywhere. And, you know, what's the deal? So he looks at the shelf and scans it with his device that, you know, looks like a mobile phone, and it comes up discontinued. And he's like, yeah, I don't even know why this sign is there. We're not carrying this anymore. So I was like, well, does that mean the manufacturer has discontinued it? Or does that mean just Publix is not carrying it? And he's like, well, the only information I get is what Publix is doing. So I looked around at a few more stores. I looked online, and this has been discontinued. Because this is what the store manager told me. The cleaning companies, you know, Lysol, Clorox, all those companies are only focusing on like their top five sellers since COVID hit because manufacturing is down. Supplies are harder to get and more expensive. Labor is not the same as it was. So production is down because of a lot of different reasons. So they're discontinuing items that aren't on their top seller list. So discontinued can mean a lot of different things.
I actually have a course in the premium library that explains all the nuances of discontinued items. But in my experience, you can make a lot of money on these things if you find them, because I did the research and looked on Terapeat going back 365 days, and you can see how much these are selling for, anywhere between $12 and $24 for one. And if you go on Amazon, you can see it's $24 for a two-pack. And when you go to Walmart.com, they're either shown as out of stock or priced very high. So that's an indication that the world is catching on to the fact that these are discontinued, but people still want them. So why am I telling you this? Well, you might have some in your house. If you buy things at Costco that come in four packs, you might have some of these laying around, and you can open that pack and sell them individually if you want to, or just sell the whole pack. If you live in a more rural area, check stores like IGA or small pharmacies that might have a little bitty laundry section, or your home improvement stores, Ace Hardware. I'm pretty sure the big box stores, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, they're not going to have any. I mean, they've probably already been cleaned out because of the number of customers they have. But if you are out in the wild, as I call it, or maybe even at garage sales or estate sales, this is something to look for, because they're only like $2 retail. And retailers aren't going to jack up the price on these. They don't do their business model that way. They're just going to sell it for whatever the retail price is. So you could walk into some, rural grocery store or mom and pop hardware store, and they might have a whole bunch of them sitting right there because they've been there for a long time. So that's the way these discontinued products work. You're not going to find them at the obvious places. You're going to find them at like hiding in plain sight at little drugstores, mom and pop type general stores, or maybe even in your own house. So these don't have an expiration date because they're a cleaning product. So that can be a factor when you are selling, health and beauty products, cosmetics, food. Those expire, and you cannot sell those types of items if they're expired. You can't sell them on eBay. That's a violation. But this one doesn't. So luckily, my one that I have is like 3/4 full, so I'm good for a while. But the selling point of this product is the applicator. It's not what's inside of it. You can get bleach anywhere. It has two different ends on it. One is like this scrubby brush, so you can, use that for scrubbing your grout or clothing or whatever. And then it has this really small tip. So, it has both ends that are different. It's in this nice, convenient, small package. And that is the selling point, is the applicator. It's not the bleach. But people love this product, and they are paying anywhere from $12 to $24 for one. So this is your opportunity to look around for these. Look in your house. Do you have any in your laundry room? And the other thing is, this is used for clothing and household stuff. Lots of different uses. So my prediction is that while it does show discontinued at this point in time, that whenever the world gets back to normal, this product will come back because people love it. It has a huge following, and it's going to be back at some point. 2 years, 5 years, I have no idea, but it's so popular, Clorox would be fools not to bring it back because people love it and they're paying so much for it now. So the bottom line with discontinued items is timing. Is this is hot right now. It may not be in 6 months. It may not be in a year. Who knows when production will catch up, but I predict it's going to come back. And like I said, I sold these on eBay UK years ago, like 2007 to 2009, I sold them on Amazon because they weren't available everywhere. It is a popular product. So depending on when you see this video, this may or may not still be true, but I get really excited when I find these types of items that I can tell everybody about, because you might have some in your house. You might see them at a garage sale. You might see them at a little mom and pop store. Be on the lookout for the Clorox bleach pen. It may be a one pack. It may be a two pack. It comes in a four pack, I think, from Costco. So check that out. And I don't want to curb my enthusiasm about this, because if you can find these for $2 and sell them for $24 and you find a whole bunch of them, that's a lot of money you can make. And it's not hurting me to tell you this, because I've already looked everywhere around me and I'm not finding them. So hopefully you will. Okay, so that's the white hot tip. Get it? White, like bleach.
Okay, the next topic is under listener comments and questions. This was actually a discussion on my Facebook group, and it definitely bears repeating because people are confused about this topic and this policy. So here's the question. An eBay seller said, "I have a question about stock photos. Can these be used in listings for new, unused items, or are they prohibited entirely by the manufacturer? Having moved several times in recent years, I've collected many new items originally purchased for myself and or for my young adult children. These items were eventually determined to be unnecessary and the return window has been closed," meaning returning them to the retail store. She said, "All sealed items have never been opened or used, and those items which arrived in frustration-free packaging have all had their internal parts and pieces accounted for." So she's wanting to know if she can use stock photos for these new items, which really boils down to, I don't have time to take pictures. I don't want to take pictures. How fast can I get this listed without taking pictures? So she also asked, "Has anyone ever been reprimanded for using stock photos to resell new items, whether by eBay or the manufacturer?" Okay, here is the eBay picture policy. This is coming straight from eBay, and this is what you need to pay attention to whenever it's a policy question. It's not, "Somebody on YouTube said I could do it," or "Another seller does this, so I'm going to do it." No, 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 no. And I'm trying to say this nicely. What I really want to do is just, you know, bonk some of these people on the head that give out this bad advice. But really, you have to do your own due diligence. That's hard to say, due diligence. And refer to the eBay policy. Because you know what? When you get suspended and you go back to that person on YouTube who said it was okay, they're not going to help you get your account back. Some seller in a Facebook group that might have said something that they could have heard that somebody else might have said 5 years ago is not going to help you. All that matters is what eBay says. And it is really not hard to Google eBay policy on whatever the topic is. Go find out yourself. Don't rely on hearsay and what other people think. You have to go by the eBay policy. And why am I so passionate and maybe a little bit perturbed about this is because I can't even tell you how many emails I get every week from somebody who was suspended. "Please help me get my account back. I did this wrong. Somebody told me this. I heard that." And I can't do anything to help you. Only eBay can let you back on. I can't do anything. So this is a real problem with people not going to the source. Okay, got all that off my chest. Now, eBay Picture Policy says, when you create a listing or product, you must include at least one photo that is 500 pixels on the longest side. They give all the specifications like that. Then it says, what is the policy? The following are not allowed. Photos that don't accurately represent the item. Placeholder images used to convey messages, such as, you know, call us at the 1-800 number for more information. Can't do that. Here's the third one. Stock photos for used, damaged, or defective items. So you cannot use stock photos for used items. You need to show that item in the exact condition that you are selling it. And it also explains that you may not use stock photos without the permission of the owner. eBay does have a very limited catalog of stock photos. You can check there to see if a photo of the item is there. For example, a brand new video game still in the packaging. You could use the stock photo on that if it is in the eBay catalog. But you cannot go out on the internet to Pottery Barn or Ann Taylor or wherever you want and get a stock photo. Yes, it goes on. It is a huge problem. People do it. Part of the problem is that Poshmark does allow this, but eBay does not. And the reason is because when you go to AnnTaylor.com and you just steal a picture, they've spent money to create that photo. They've hired models. They've hired professional photographers. And they have created an image that is their property. It belongs to them. Yes, it's on the internet and people can look at it and you can right click on it and copy it, but you cannot use it in your eBay photo. Some sites are getting smart enough now where there's no way to copy the photo. You can't right click on it, but you know, people do screenshots. They find ways around it. What you're doing there is stealing intellectual property. It is theft. You are stealing. And you don't want to be a thief. You don't want to do that. And everybody else does it is not a great reason, because you know what? Everybody else isn't going to get caught. When you get caught, the reason of everybody else does it isn't going to help you. eBay is going to say, they're going to take your listing down, or the owner of that image is going to contact you and threaten legal action. And you know how I know this? Is because it happened to me. So when this person asked, has anyone ever been reprimanded for using stock photos to resell new items, whether by eBay or the manufacturer? I said, yes. Ann Taylor contacted me and threatened a lawsuit. This was back in maybe 2008 when everyone was doing it with no consequences, because we did not know any better. I've also had listings removed by eBay that had stock photos. Now, this was over 10 years ago, so I learned my lesson early on, and I never did it again. And this is why I preach not to use them. I know firsthand that there are consequences. Using anyone else's photos, either an individual, another eBay seller, or a company on your eBay listings is theft. You are a thief. Companies pay big money for modeling and photo shoots, and those photos are their property. Do eBay the right way. You can use photos in the eBay photo catalog, but not very many products are in there, and the item needs to be brand new. So I'm just putting out this information once again, because if you get suspended for stealing images, you really don't have a defense. You stole it. eBay knows you stole it. The manufacturer knows you stole it. The only defense you have is, I didn't know. And that really doesn't go very far. So take your own photos. If you're selling consumer items, mostly hard goods, books, media, there may be photos in that eBay catalog, but the item has to be brand new, because if you're selling anything in used condition, you want to be able to show all sides of it and say, this is pre-owned, this is slightly used, and you know, it has this small stain on it, or it's just not pristine new condition. You want to represent accurately what you are selling, so the buyer knows what they're getting, so they won't be upset with eBay. You won't get a negative feedback or a return request or an INAD or any of these other things that can happen. So, rant over, take your own photos, do eBay the right way. Moving on to what happened in my eBay store this week. Some kind of switch got flipped on August the 1st because sales have been so much better just these first few days of August than they were in July. And sales have been steady. I've been seeing really good sales of $30 to $50 priced items, meaning that was the asking price or I accepted offers. So I cannot complain. I had some great finds last week when I went treasure hunting. I did check out a few stores in Greenville, South Carolina when I was there visiting. But don't worry, people who live there, I am not encroaching on your turf. I don't really buy that much. I just look for high dollar items, which I did find a few of. I found this amazing fragrance. It was like a body splash in about an 8-inch tall bottle. And it was just sitting on top of the glass counter, like somebody had looked at it and left it there, and the Goodwill employees did not put it back under the glass case. And I was like, what is that? So I checked it out, and the last one that sold for $169. And there's only one active listing, and this item was $3. So picked that up. In the same store, I found this amazing military jacket. Now, it's like a reproduction. It wasn't true vintage, but the company that makes these jackets, which I've got it listed in my eBay store, so let me look that up while I'm explaining this. The company that makes these, still, they're not cheap. So what was great about this jacket was it was the olive drab, you know, army green, and it was a size 2X, so a big size. It had a removable hood. It had a removable quilted lining. Outstanding, almost brand new condition. On the front, it has two airborne patches. So obviously this is Army airborne. And then on the back, it had a very large, taking up probably a third of the back, Vietnam veteran patch, like with this dragon or snake or something, with the years 65 to 72, I think. So this was made for somebody. On the front, their name is on it. But the company is Rothco, R-O-T-H-C-O. You can go to their website if you want to learn more. But it is a military field jacket, M65. And so it has these patches. It's in outstanding condition. It has the drawstring waist and bottom, so it's like a nice, wind stopper. All these great features. And this coat was $6. I think they had just put it out on the floor because I can't imagine it still being there after any length of time. So obviously I bought that, and the cherry on top of that trip was they gave me the senior discount without even asking me. So that was great. Anyway, I have that coat listed for $249.97 because there wasn't one exactly like it on Terapeak or anywhere on the internet because it was custom made with the patches. So obviously I'm going to have to wait for the right buyer who wants that or wants to remove the patches because it has somebody else's name on it. But anyway, that was an amazing find. So when I go out of town to visit, I try to hit a few thrift stores because I like to challenge myself looking at thrift stores in other states, cities, towns, just to see what I can find. And that's the thrill for me, is the thrill of the hunt, is like, what am I going to find? And I don't think I even bought 10 items total when I checked out the stores in Greenville. So those of you who live there, don't worry. I'm not cleaning out all your stores. There's still plenty of stuff there. And I don't even look at shoes. I don't look at most breakables. So I always feel like when I go visit other places and shop in their stores, like the people who are the regulars are going to be like, stay off my turf. Don't shop in my store. But anyway, it's all up for grabs. So that worked out. Now, speaking of senior discount, we are getting very close to my birthday when I turn 55. So that happens on August 15th. And going forward, I'm going to move this podcast to Wednesdays so that I can be available on Tuesdays to get out there and shop and use my senior discount. Because you know what? I have earned it. Shopping at Goodwill for the last 18 years for my business, I've earned that discount. And you just better believe I am going to take advantage of that and not have to use a fake ID. So I am reserving Tuesdays for shopping so I can finally reap the benefits of that long-awaited senior discount. And I know they have senior discounts other places, but this is the one I'm looking forward to. So just be aware that the podcast will now be on Wednesdays because Tuesdays is going to be shopping day. Now, we are going to move on to the vocabulary builder. And the word this week is a French word. It is the brand of the fragrance that I found for $3 that sells for $169. The word is spelled L'OCC. T-A-I-N-E, and is pronounced
L'Occitane, L'Occitane.
And what's interesting about this word is I found this fragrance, looked up how to pronounce it, thought, okay, never heard of this before, but I'm reading a book called Between Breaths, the memoir of Elizabeth Vargas. And a couple of days after I found this fragrance, there's this word in her book. She took a break from work and went shopping and went to this fragrance store. So it is very famous. I didn't know it. I figure, well, maybe other people don't know it either. But again, it is pronounced
L'Occitane.
And it is spelled L'Occitane, T-A-I-N-E. If you want to look that up and check out the prices on these things, some of these fragrances are collaborations with Lalique Glass. So not only is the fragrance expensive, but the container it's in is collectible and expensive. So that was an excellent discovery. And I feel like when you learn something new and then you see it again a couple of times in a very short period of time, that's like the universe saying, pay attention to this. It may be new to you, but it's out there. So I thought that was just a cool coincidence. Okay, now we're going to move into the main topic of the podcast. This topic is reasons your items have not sold yet. And this is an excerpt from a video I posted on YouTube in December of 2019. But all of these points are still relevant today. And I do get this question many times a week. Why hasn't this sold yet? What am I doing wrong? You may not be doing anything wrong. So even if you have heard this information before because you watched this video back in December of 2019, which that was a year and a half ago, it never hurts to revisit these ideas to help you bolster your confidence and change your mindset about why your items haven't sold yet. So here is that excerpt from the YouTube video.
The title of this video is Reasons Your eBay Item Has Not Sold Yet. And I want to emphasize the yet because everything eventually sells. And I think there is some bad information out there about how quickly an item should sell, how many items you should be selling a day. And I just want to give you some different ways to think about this because when we get focused on things we can't control, it's very self-defeating and it doesn't help you move forward. We see a lot of posts on social media about slow sales, why aren't my things selling, what am I doing wrong, or maybe blaming eBay for pushing you down in search for some reason. All of these things that everyone's trying to figure out about how you can get your item to sell faster. And faster isn't always the best answer. So I want to challenge you to think about slow sales, no sales, dry spells in a different way, because there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes that are happening that you just can't see, and you're not thinking about that. All you're thinking about is what's not happening. And that is a very bad place to be mentally and energetically. You want to focus on moving forward and doing what you can control. So first of all, are you imposing some kind of arbitrary rule on your eBay business about things need to sell within a certain number of days or weeks or whatever the time period is? When eBay started way back in 96, they started with 7-day auctions, and people figured their items should sell within 7 days because that was the time period. You cannot create a timeline for when your sales are going to happen because it's about when the buyer is ready to buy it, not that you're ready to sell it. So to show you some of the different reasons that buyers may purchase things at a specific time, I put this question on my Facebook group the other day and got an overwhelming response from sellers who are also buyers on eBay about why they purchase particular items at a specific time. And I noticed several recurring themes. I think this will help you change your mindset when you're experiencing slow sales or you're not satisfied with what you're seeing or you're comparing yourself to other people, because you can go back to these recurring themes and remind yourself The item just hasn't sold yet. It doesn't mean it's never going to. It just hasn't sold yet. Remember that human behavior is not random. There's always some kind of precipitating event that causes people to behave in a certain way. Maybe it's out of habit, but usually when you do something, when you take an action, it's because it's a reaction to something else. So let's look at some of the reasons that people bought certain items at specific times so I can help you understand this point.
Here's the post I put on my Facebook group to gather this information. And as of about a day and a half later, this post has 460 comments. So I got a lot of great participation. Thank you to everyone who answered and provided this data. So here's the post. I'm working on a video for my YouTube channel and wanted some input from real people rather than making assumptions. The question is, what was the last item you bought on eBay and why did you buy it at that time? Example, the last item I bought was a pair of pillow covers because I'm changing my color scheme in my living room and the old ones don't match. Rather than new pillows, I bought inexpensive, pretty new covers. So what I was trying to get at here was not that eBay is the cheapest place to get stuff, but what was the event that happened that nudged you into making a purchase? Because a lot of times, that's why people buy things. They move. They need new stuff for their house. There's a birthday coming up. You know, whatever happens. So let's look at these real answers. And I have them categorized into kind of themed answers. So the first thing I saw a lot of was consumable item has run out. Consumer needs to replenish. So the takeaway from this first theme is the person who's going to buy the item hasn't run out yet. So if you're selling anything that's consumable, whether it's just a one-time thing for you, like maybe you found some cologne or perfume at an estate sale, or you sell something over and over again that you have a supply of, it's just a matter of changing your thought pattern. Instead of saying, why is no one buying this? You want to think, oh, okay, the person who needs this hasn't run out yet, so they're going to be buying it real soon. Try to think that way. The second theme was birthday gifts. People have birthdays 365 days a year. The takeaway from the birthday theme is the birthday that the item will be given as a gift for hasn't happened yet. And you'd be shocked at what people give as birthday gifts. It doesn't have to be something new in the package. People give used items as gifts all the time. So when you find something and you think, oh, someone's just going to love this. This is going to be perfect for a butterfly enthusiast or a teacher, or you have an idea of who it could be for, it just isn't time yet. That birthday hasn't happened. Okay, the next theme was gifts for any reason. Some people just like to buy gifts for others. And I go back to this book by Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages. This is a great book for anybody to read, whether you're in a relationship or not. It just helps you understand how people in your life like to be loved. There's different ways that we can show love, and we tend to show love the way we like to receive it. So one of those ways is gifts. Some people love to give gifts because they like receiving them, and that's how they show people they love them. So I've known people like this that just like to buy little gifts for people. So that's who we're targeting here with the gift for any reason. So think to yourself, this is a great gift item. Why is nobody buying this? Change that to, oh, the impulse or reason to give this gift hasn't happened yet. And then, of course, we have Christmas and Hanukkah gifts. The holiday hasn't happened yet. People are buying. And guess what? After Christmas, they're going to start buying for next year. It starts, really, the day of Christmas is even a great day to sell on eBay. So don't feel like you know, after the 20th, nothing's going to sell because the end of December and January is still busy. Okay, the fifth reason I saw was something broke, was lost, or wore out and is being replaced. So the takeaway on that theme is the item that you have the replacement for has not been lost or broken yet. Number six, someone needs an item for travel, a trip, or vacation. So the takeaway on this theme is the travel hasn't been planned yet, or the reason for the unexpected trip hasn't happened yet, or the person just hasn't gotten organized yet and bought what they need to go on this trip. So they're coming. If you list it, they will come. Number seven, someone needs an item for a specific or special event. The takeaway here is whatever this special event is that the person is going to wear the item or use this item for hasn't happened yet. Maybe it hasn't been planned yet, or the person just hasn't been invited yet. You ever had that happen? You get invited to a wedding. I have nothing to wear. And so you go on eBay and look for something, or whatever the event might be. Especially with clothing, people will buy what they need on eBay. It's just easier. Okay, number eight, someone needs an item for school or work. The takeaway for number eight is the person doesn't know they need that thing yet. If replacing, the original thing has not worn out yet. So you find a nice backpack or kids' clothes, shoes, whatever it is, eventually somebody's going to need it. And then another theme was resellers buying inventory to resell. So the takeaway on that theme is maybe someone hasn't bought your item yet because if it's a reseller, they don't need it yet, or they haven't decided to sell that product or even look for it yet. And, you know, I'm perfectly fine if people buy my stuff and resell it because I get it cheap. I list it, I get my cut, and then it moves on to somebody else. So I'm quite sure people have done that when I've sent best offers or accepted offers that on something I've had for a really long time. So don't worry about that. You're still making money and you're moving that inventory along. You're getting a sale. That's good for your store overall, and hopefully you'll get a feedback. Okay, the next theme was buying a part, accessory, or a piece to complete a set, repair something, to keep or resell. So the takeaway here is if you've got things listed that are parts and accessories, the thing that it's going to be used for hasn't broken yet. Nobody needs it yet, but they will. Okay, the 11th theme was people needed an item to complete a project. So whether it's a craft project, working on cars, automobiles, motorcycles, whatever, I've been in this situation many times myself where it's like I'm doing a project. Back in my days when I did cross stitch and made the Bucilla stockings and all of that, and you'd run out of sequins and you'd run out of thread and you just go to the store and get some more. So whatever it is that you're selling that is a supply or a part, whoever needs it just doesn't need it yet, and they don't know they need it. Okay, the 12th thing I saw was the item is not available anywhere else, it's hard to find, and eBay is a last resort. So the takeaway on this one is some people don't realize that to go to eBay first, and it takes them a while to look for something. And they go look at stores locally and they look online and they don't even think about looking on eBay. So we got to wait for them to figure that out. It's like, yeah, people are going to realize that if they want this discontinued thing, they're going to have to come to eBay because that's the only place you're going to find it. Okay, the 13th reason is health, beauty, self-care, indulgence, or just wanted it. So the takeaway on that one is the person who wants your item just because hasn't realized it yet or hasn't taken action yet. Okay, the 14th reason was it is cheaper or the best price on eBay. We've already seen some of that. So again, looking to eBay because can't find these items other places. So the takeaway on that one is the person shopping for your item hasn't realized it's the best price on eBay yet. They'll figure it out, hopefully. And then the last reason that nobody posted, but I actually have heard buyers say this to me, is I had to wait until I have the money. All these folks that accept our offers or make best offers, and we accept them, and they don't want to pay for 3 days because they're waiting for their money. So that is definitely going to impact the timing of when your item sells and or when the buyer actually pays for it. So if you're seeing a lot more sales on Fridays than other days or Thursdays, because companies get paid usually like Thursdays or Fridays, that might be why, is they're waiting to get paid so they can pay you. So the takeaway on that one is the person who wants to buy your item doesn't have the money yet. So you just have to keep reminding yourself of these different reasons that you're getting views, you've got watchers, but people aren't taking action for very specific reasons, or they don't even know they need something yet, or it's not time for something yet. So this is a timing thing, and the timing is out of our control. We can't make people buy stuff. We have to wait until they're ready. And when they're ready, they'll find us and they'll find our optimized listings and our nice photos and our great customer service, and they will buy the item.
All right, we have made it to the end of another intriguing and thought-provoking podcast. This is Suzanne A. Wells teaching you how to do eBay the right way. Be nice to each other. People laugh at me for saying that, but you know, sometimes you have to be reminded. Just be nice to each other. It's so easy. Make sure you're living the life you want. And as always, have a profitable and productive and fun day on eBay. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.